Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we covered mid-year tax moves, proactive actions you can take before December 31st to reduce your tax bill for the current year. Today, we're wrapping up our comprehensive tax series with a critical topic, how tax planning and cash flow work together. This is the perfect transition into July's theme, which is all about building reliable cash flow in today's market. Many investors think of taxes and cash flow as separate topics, but they're deeply interconnected. Tax strategies impact your cash flow. Cash flow decisions impact your taxes. And understanding how they work together is essential for building long-term wealth. Today, I'm going to explain the relationship between tax planning and cash flow, how to balance tax savings with cash flow needs, strategies that optimize both, and how to think about taxes as part of your overall wealth-building strategy. Let's start with why tax planning and cash flow are interconnected. First, taxes represent a cash outflow that can affect the amount of capital available for reinvestment, distributions, and other uses. Effective tax planning may reduce your tax bill, which can increase your available cash flow. Second, many tax strategies require cash outlays. For example, retirement account contributions, cost segregation studies, and property improvements all require spending money upfront to achieve tax savings. You need sufficient cash flow to implement these strategies. Third, some tax strategies defer taxes but don't eliminate them. For example, depreciation and 1031 exchanges defer taxes under current law. Deferred taxes may become due in the future depending on disposition strategy, tax law, and individual circumstances. You need to plan for future tax liabilities and ensure you have the cash flow to pay them when they come due. Fourth, aggressive tax strategies can sometimes reduce current cash flow. For example, maximizing retirement contributions reduces your taxable income but also reduces your available cash. You need to balance tax savings with cash flow needs. Now let's talk about the cash flow impact of common tax strategies. Strategy 1. Depreciation and cost segregation. Depreciation is a non-cash deduction, meaning you get a tax deduction without spending money. This is incredibly powerful because it reduces your taxes without reducing your cash flow. Cost segregation accelerates depreciation, giving you larger deductions in the early years. The cash flow impact is positive. You pay less in taxes, which increases your available cash. However, remember that depreciation reduces your basis, which means higher capital gains tax when you sell. You need to plan for this future tax liability. Strategy 2. Retirement account contributions. Retirement contributions may reduce your taxable income, which can reduce your taxes. However, they also reduce your available cash because you're setting aside money for retirement. Retirement account contribution decisions should be evaluated within the context of overall liquidity needs and long-term financial goals. The cash flow impact depends on your situation. If you have sufficient cash flow and you're focused on long-term wealth building, maximizing retirement contributions may make sense. If you're cash constrained and you need the money for operations or reinvestment, you may need to contribute less. Strategy 3. 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges defer capital gains tax, which preserves your cash for reinvestment. Instead of paying taxes and having less money to invest, you defer the taxes and reinvest the full proceeds. Deferring taxes may allow investors to preserve additional capital for reinvestment, depending on their objectives and circumstances. However, you must reinvest all the proceeds into a replacement property. You can't access the cash without triggering taxes. If you need liquidity, a 1031 exchange may not be the right strategy. Strategy 4. Entity structure and self-employment tax. Structuring as an S-corp can reduce self-employment tax, which increases your cash flow. However, S-corps require payroll processing, which has costs and administrative burden. Entity selection should consider legal, operational, liability, and tax implications. You need to weigh the tax savings against the costs and complexity. Strategy 5. Opportunity zones. Opportunity zones defer capital gains tax and potentially eliminate tax on appreciation under current law. However, you must invest in designated areas with a 10-year hold period, and the deferred gain may come due under current law. Investors should plan for any deferred tax obligations that may become due under current law. You need to ensure you have the cash flow to pay the deferred tax when required, and that you're comfortable with the long-term illiquidity. Now let's talk about balancing tax savings with cash flow needs. The key is to think about taxes as one component of your overall financial strategy, not the only component. Principle 1. Don't let the tax tail wag the dog. Tax savings are important, but they shouldn't drive every decision. Make sure the underlying decision makes sense for your business and your cash flow needs. For example, don't buy a property just for the tax benefits if it's a bad investment. Don't maximize retirement contributions if it leaves you cash poor and unable to operate your business. Principle 2. Prioritize strategies that improve both taxes and cash flow. The best strategies are those that reduce taxes without sacrificing cash flow. Depreciation and cost segregation are perfect examples. They reduce taxes without requiring cash outlays. Entity structuring to reduce self-employment tax is another example. It may reduce taxes and increase cash flow. Principle 3. Plan for future tax liabilities. If you're using strategies that defer taxes, make sure you're planning for the future tax bill. Set aside reserves, plan for liquidity, and don't assume you'll always be able to defer. Principle 4. Maintain adequate reserves. Don't sacrifice cash reserves for tax savings. You need reserves for unexpected expenses, vacancies, capital improvements, and other needs. Reserve requirements vary by property type, leverage, risk profile, and investor objectives. Principle 5. Think long-term. Tax planning and cash flow management are long-term strategies. Don't optimize for 1 year at the expense of future years. Think about how your decisions today will impact your taxes and cash flow in 5, 10, or 20 years. Now let's talk about strategies that optimize both taxes and cash flow. Strategy 1. Maximize depreciation through cost segregation. This reduces taxes without requiring cash outlays, which increases your cash flow. Strategy 2. Structure entities to minimize self-employment tax. This may reduce taxes and increase cash flow, depending on your situation. Strategy 3. Use 1031 exchanges to defer taxes and reinvest proceeds. This preserves cash for reinvestment and may support wealth building. Strategy 4. Implement value-add strategies that increase income. Renovations, operational improvements, and rent optimization increase cash flow, which gives you more money to pay taxes and reinvest. Strategy 5. Focus on cash-flowing properties. Properties with strong cash flow give you the resources to implement tax strategies, maintain reserves, and build wealth. Properties with limited cash flow may reduce financial flexibility and make certain planning strategies more difficult to implement. Strategy 6. Plan for tax payments throughout the year. Make quarterly estimated tax payments so you're not hit with a large tax bill at year end. This smooths out your cash flow and avoids surprises. Strategy 7. Work with a proactive CPA. A good CPA helps you balance tax savings with cash flow needs and creates a strategy that optimizes both. Now let's talk about cash flow planning for taxes. One of the biggest mistakes investors make is not planning for tax payments. They focus on gross cash flow and forget that taxes are a significant expense. Here's how to plan for tax payments. Step 1. Project your taxable income for the year. Work with your CPA to estimate your rental income, capital gains, self-employment income, and other taxable income. Step 2. Calculate your estimated tax liability. Based on your projected income, calculate your federal and state income tax, self-employment tax, and any other taxes. Step 3. Set aside cash for taxes. Based on your estimated tax liability, set aside cash throughout the year to cover the taxes. Tax reserve needs vary significantly depending on income level, deductions, state taxes, and entity structure. Step 4. Make quarterly estimated payments. Estimated tax requirements vary by taxpayer and should be reviewed with a qualified tax professional. Make quarterly estimated tax payments to avoid underpayment penalties and smooth out your cash flow. Step 5. Adjust as needed. If your income is higher or lower than expected, adjust your estimated payments and your cash reserves accordingly. Now let's talk about the transition to July's cash flow theme. Everything we've covered in this tax series is designed to help you keep more of the money you earn. But you can't keep money if you're not earning it in the first place. That's why cash flow is so critical. Cash flow is the lifeblood of your real estate business. It allows you to pay expenses, service debt, maintain reserves, pay taxes, and reinvest in growth. Without strong cash flow, even the best tax strategies won't save you. In July, we're diving deep into building reliable cash flow in today's market. We'll cover cash flow fundamentals, market selection, property types, optimization strategies, and advanced techniques. We'll talk about how to identify cash flowing opportunities, how to underwrite for cash flow, how to improve cash flow on existing properties, and how to build a portfolio that generates consistent, reliable income. This is the perfect complement to our tax series. Tax planning helps you keep more of what you earn. Cash flow strategies help you earn more in the first place. Together, they're the foundation of building long-term wealth through real estate. Now let me share our approach to balancing taxes and cash flow. We prioritize cash flow in our investment decisions. We focus on properties and markets that generate strong, reliable cash flow from day one. We use tax strategies to enhance our returns, but we never sacrifice cash flow for tax savings. We maintain reserve levels that we believe are appropriate based on the property, market conditions, and risk profile. We project our tax liability throughout the year and set aside cash for tax payments. We make quarterly estimated payments to avoid surprises and smooth out our cash flow. We work with a proactive CPA who helps us balance tax savings with cash flow needs. And we think long term. We make decisions that optimize both taxes and cash flow over the long run, not just for 1 year. Let me close with this. Tax planning and cash flow are not separate topics. They're deeply interconnected. Effective tax planning may increase your cash flow by reducing your tax bill. Strong cash flow gives you the resources to implement tax strategies and build wealth. The key is to balance both. Don't sacrifice cash flow for tax savings, and don't ignore taxes in pursuit of cash flow. Think about taxes as one component of your overall wealth-building strategy. Prioritize strategies that improve both taxes and cash flow. Maintain adequate reserves and plan for future tax liabilities. And work with qualified professionals who understand how taxes and cash flow work together. Over the past several weeks, we've covered an incredible amount of ground in our tax series. Entity structures, depreciation, passive losses, real estate professional status, self-employment tax, 1031 exchanges, opportunity zones, QBI deductions, state taxes, retirement accounts, HSAs, record keeping, and mid-year tax planning. These strategies may improve tax efficiency and support long-term wealth building goals when implemented appropriately. But they only work if you have the cash flow to support them. Starting Monday, we're diving into July's theme, building reliable cash flow in today's market. We'll cover everything you need to know to find, acquire, and operate cash-flowing properties that generate consistent income and build long-term wealth. Thank you for joining me on this tax journey. I hope you've learned strategies that will save you money and help you build wealth faster. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, Financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.